Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. And we regularly have our lunch here and thoroughly enjoy it. So the White Sands Hotel, and a lovely place to base yourself along the east coast of Ireland if you're looking for somewhere to stay. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Kirsty has been in touch with us. And by the way, if you want to get in touch with us with anything you'd like us to debate on the podcast, you can send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. And that's exactly what Kirsty did. Can you talk about this? Because I'm sick to my stomach over what happened. My son is only 15 and has never been in trouble. We live up in City West, and like lots of teenagers in the area, he hangs around the shops with the other lads in the evening. We all did it as kids. Anyway, yesterday, someone who lives in our area took pictures of my son and put them all up on the community Facebook page, saying that he was causing trouble and hassling people going to the shops. And I asked him, and he said, no. And I know he's telling the truth. I asked the people who set up the page to take down the pictures of him because they've no right, and they won't. And adult bullies are calling him all sorts of names on Facebook. It is disgusting. Can you talk about this and adults taking pictures of kids and bullying them online for doing nothing? You need to highlight this. And that is from a lady called Kirsty. Now, when I heard that, I have to say I was horrified. I was absolutely horrified that somebody would take it upon themselves not only to take a photograph of a minor, but to publish that photograph online, allowing people to troll this young fella and make all sorts of comments about this young fella.
Well, they also did it on their Facebook page. And I wanted to say that before we start this podcast. Well, we have started it, but before we get take calls. Kirsty was lined up. Two of her team spoke to Kirsty this morning, and she had arranged to come on to this podcast to tell us a story. Although there's no more to the story than she knows. So what she would have said, Adrian has just told you, there's no more to it. There's no two sides to every story, from what I believe. Mm-hmm. What Kirsty said actually happened. She sent us screenshots of the Facebook group. You can clearly see her son, photographs of him standing outside this particular shop in City West with what looks like five or six mates.
Yep.
Well, in the photograph, anyway. But he's clearly visible in the photograph anyway. And the post on Facebook from the poster is claiming that Kirsty's son and his friends are causing
trouble and hassling people.
And antisocial behaviour, it says on the Facebook page. Anyway, we put Kirsty's story up on our Facebook page, and we did put a warning up saying, will you please be nice, because we wanted Kirsty to come on the show. And lo and behold, and it is Opinions Matter, you're entitled to your opinions, but lo and behold, you all scared Kirsty off because we're trying to talk her into coming on. But she's very annoyed with the comments from a lot of you saying, oh, Kirsty is stupid. Of course, her son is no angel. You can't make accusations about a child, by the way, without any. We have to take Kirsty's word from it that this young fella did not do anything. Now, having said that, and Amanda is trying to talk Kirsty into coming on, and then we told her that she'd be hearing different opinions, but she's not impressed with all of you.
And the comments on our Facebook page earlier on. Yeah.
Now, having said all that, and I'm not talking about Kirsty's son in particular, but I think the person who put it up on Facebook has every right to do so. If these kids, and I did this myself 2 years ago, I'll talk about that in a while.
You did what?
I put photographs up of kids in our area who were throwing stones at cars driving into the state. Yeah.
You've absolutely no right to be publishing photographs of a minor.
It was in a public place.
No, the taking of the photographs in a public place is one thing.
No, it was on a group.
Publishing the photographs on a social media channel are a completely different thing.
No, it wasn't, because I drove my car into the estate one evening and a load of pebbles got fucked at the windows.
Which is disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. You call the guards when something like that happens?
No, I didn't call the guards. There's absolutely no point in calling the guards. So I took the photograph.
And did what with it?
I put it up on the community Facebook page saying, if these are your kids and I catch them throwing stones again, I'll be dragging them by the scruff back to your house. Now, in fairness, after 20 minutes of me putting it up, my wife made me take it back down. She said it was wrong to do it. But I stand by my decision for putting it up. If I don't care. Age,
okay, so this is the way, this is the way of dealing with alleged antisocial behaviour, and I'm saying alleged.
In this case, it wasn't alleged. In my case, it wasn't alleged. I saw the little fuckers.
Yeah, but in this case, it's alleged.
No, they could have put... I had my daughter in the back of the car when they were throwing stones.
I'm not arguing the fact that what they did is disgraceful.
No, I say gloves off when it comes to stuff like that.
But then, hang on for one second, taking a photograph of children and posting that photograph of children onto social media is patently wrong.
Absolutely. Not in a public place.
Taking the photograph is okay. Publishing it is a completely different ballgame. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm surprised at you.
Then this topic is not about me. I'm just saying
Well, it kind of is, because this lady, Kirsty, is annoyed that adult bullies are calling him all sorts of name on Facebook. It is disgusting.
That didn't happen in my instance. There was no...
Well, it wasn't there long enough.
No, it wasn't there long enough. But I stand by my decision. They were trolls.
But what were you hoping to achieve by putting up that post?
That the parents of the little shits... Kids are little fuckers these days.
Kids have always been little fuckers.
But that the parents of these kids would see that their little angels were out throwing stones at cars, which is a very serious thing to do, by the way. You could blind someone.
Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing any of that.
You could literally blind...
My issue is the publishing of photographs of kids. Like, who do you think you are?
Not about me.
They weren't your kids. But then, no, this applies also to the person who put up the post in the first place in City West, on the City West community page.
Yeah, obviously,
the question we're asking is, do you believe that people are within their rights to publish photographs of children up to no good, basically? That's the question we're asking. Do you think people have the right to publish on community Facebook pages photographs of children because they're children?
Because apparently there's war going on in City West over this. And, you know... And I'm not saying, Kirsty, and I really do hope you come on and talk to us today. I'm not saying your son was involved in anti-social activity, but maybe the gang he was hanging around with. This person, this female, by the way, it was a female who took the photograph. This woman who lives in City West and took the photograph of your son and put it up. She didn't put it up for the crack. She put it up because she genuinely witnessed anti-social behaviour happening, that they were harassing people. And she obviously wanted to... There's no point in ringing the guards. Same time the stones were thrown in my car. Had I rang the guards, it would have taken them 6 days to get there. The young fellas would have been gone.
And you publishing photographs of children is the way to deal with it, is it?
Yep.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this, like Connie does.
Hi, lads. Can't come on air today, but I actually live near City West, and I have to say the last few months have been absolutely shocking. Groups of teens hanging around outside the shopping centre, and then also when I've been going into Dunn's, I've seen kids no older than 9 or 10 absolutely tormenting the life out of the security, and I always wonder where the parents are. And I guarantee this young fella was doing stuff he wasn't meant to be doing.
But according to Lefty Adrian here...
There's nothing to do with being Lefty Adrian.
No, nothing to do with being Lefty. You're the criminal for taking the photographs. Yeah, so...
No. Taking photographs in a public place is one thing, okay? You can do that, yeah? I find it a little bit creepy that you would take photographs of somebody else's children.
No, by the way, the ones throwing the stones at the car weren't 10 and 11.
What age were they?
They were about 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, anyway, taking the photographs is one thing. Publishing those photographs is a completely different thing.
Well, you do. They're not nude photographs of kids. They're not inappropriate
photographs.
They're
still photographs of kids.
No, they're photographs of kids involved in criminal activity.
Yeah, you remember the trouble that we got into years ago over publishing a photograph of a young fella up to no good.
Oh, he was... Yeah, what he was up to was... We threatened to rape a girl or something.
We published photographs of that. No, we tried to blur his face out, but we got into awful trouble over that, if you recall.
He was a scumbag.
So publishing photographs of children is not...
That's not the issue here. The issue is here, and Connie has just confirmed it, that there's teenagers in City West that are making people's life hell, and what Adrian wants to say is give them sweets.
No, I didn't say that.
Give them sweets.
I said call the guards.
Call the guards.
What do you think the guards are there for?
They would do nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
How are you?
Well, Jessica, what do you think of somebody taking a photograph of a group of teenagers hanging around outside the shops and publishing those photographs online?
I personally have a bit of a 50-50 issue. I get why they're doing it, but I don't necessarily agree with it. Unless you have a photograph of them actually like picking up something or doing wrong, or if you have a video of them actually doing wrong.
The photograph that was sent to us is just of a group of young fellas hanging around outside a chipper.
Yeah,
actually,
that's what I mean. Like you don't know. Like, it's either good intentions or bad intentions. But look, 9 times out of 10, standing around outside a shop doesn't necessarily mean good things are happening. Let's be honest. That being said, I don't think it was right for them to take the photograph and post it. Unless they actually were doing something wrong.
Well, according to what was said on the Facebook post, these young fellas are causing trouble and hassling people going to the shops and the chipper.
How
can capture that in a photograph, I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like, just having a photograph of them standing there doesn't mean they were shouting abuse. You'd need a video for that, for evidence. A photo doesn't tell you anything of what was going on or what they were doing.
But what the post said was that they are causing trouble and hassling people.
You can put words to any photograph to suit what you want. Like, let's be honest. I'm just saying, 9 times out of 10, standing around loitering outside the shop isn't a good thing. Sure, I deal with teenagers like that on a daily basis. I'm sick to the back teeth with them. The security guards I work with in the shop are sick to the back teeth with them.
And doing what? What are they doing?
Well, I work with the phone shops. We have like our demo phones out. They think they're funny messing around on them. They literally set a bedtime alarm on all the phones to go off at all the same time. I know people think like, oh, well, they're just having a laugh and blah, blah. But like my day's already hard enough without me having to deal with little shit trying to be funny, thinking they're gas. Do you know what I mean? And then I've actually had them getting all cheeky with me and all. I'm like, look, lads, if you don't leave, I'm going to get security. Because I know for a fact I can't do anything.
Okay, we'll stay there for one second. As regards publishing photographs of, and let's assume these young fellas are up to no good, yeah? And they are intimidating and hassling people.
Sorry,
as they go
just,
by.
Can I just stop you there? Sorry for cutting across.
Unless you have like an action shot or a video, no.
No, there are videos, because we're getting messages now from people who live in the area, and there are videos going around, and some of them, now I haven't been sent them. If you want to send us the videos, obviously we won't publish them. We can't publish them on our Facebook page. But apparently there are... You read in the words here, there are feral gangs of teenagers hanging around the shops causing absolute mayhem. There's videos of them saying disgusting sexual things as well, Adrian. You haven't got a clue.
I haven't got a clue. The question I'm asking today is about posting photographs of kids. These are only children, Jeremy. I don't care what way you want to look at this. Posting photographs of children online is totally inappropriate. And allowing them to be trolled and bullied by adults.
But they're not on Facebook. No kids are on Facebook. So
that's not the point. That is not the point. Stay there for a second, Jessica.
Sorry, the same kids are being trolled on her Facebook page. Will I take it down then?
Take what down?
The post we put up earlier. They're being trolled. People are saying that the little kids are scumbags on her Facebook page.
So, but we didn't put a photograph of the kids
up.
We didn't put a photograph of the kids up.
They're saying it about the kids.
Elaine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Well, Elaine, what do you think of posting photographs of children on community pages highlighting the fact that they're up to no good and causing antisocial behaviour?
To be honest, I think this is more a parent problem than it is a children problem, because if your child is hanging outside a public area and they're in a gang, a massive gang, people are feeling intimidated. Even if they're not doing anything wrong, people feel intimidated. But personally, I think if it was my child, I'd be grateful that somebody has posted it, because it might give them a fight, you know? I obviously...
Okay, but what she says is, my son is 15, never been in trouble. We live up in City West, and like a lot of teenagers in the area, he hangs around the shops with the other lads in the evening. We all did it as kids. So this mother...
I didn't do it as a child.
This mother,
and my children don't do it. I'm a parent of 2 teenagers.
Right.
And my kids don't hang around.
What do they do in the evening?
They're home by the time it's dark. 6 o'clock, my kids are home. They're home. As soon as it's dark. And my motto in my house is, if you're not there, you can't be blamed. Simple as that.
Okay, so your kids are they're in as soon as it gets dark?
Yeah, they're 13 and 14. And they're as soon as it's dark in the winter evenings, they're at home. And I know where they are. simple as. And they do hang out at the local parks during the day, at the weekends, like they go to the local parks. We're in Cabra, and they go to the local parks and they hang around the local playground or what have you. But they know,
What's the difference, Elaine, between them hanging around the local playground and hanging around the shops?
Because the playground is for kids. The shops is not for kids. There's nothing for them to do outside the shop. What are they doing outside the shop?
They're bored.
That's a local business.
It's just something
that's
to do, hang out with their mates.
Well, set up something for them at home to do. That's what I do. I have my kids' friends are welcome into my home anytime. They go up, they might listen to music, they might play PlayStation, they might just hang about watching TV in the sitting room or what have you, but I know where they are. And I made sure that my kids are friends with parents who are on the same page as me, and their kids are not allowed to hang around the shops either.
Okay, you know, so let me go back to the point. This lady says her son is an angel. He's not up to no good. He behaves himself, blah, 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 blah. Now, what do you say firstly to that mother? Are you thinking, get a grip of yourself or what?
No, I'm just thinking, personally, I'm thinking none of us should wear blinkers where our own kids are concerned, because while my child is hanging around up in the local playground, I don't know if he's causing trouble because I'm not with him. But if somebody came to me and told me he was causing trouble, and maybe I'm wrong in saying this, I would take what they're saying on board before I'd defend him. And maybe I'm wrong for that. I would sit down and ask him.
If you saw a photograph of your child on a community Facebook page highlighting the fact that your child was up to no good, would you not be fit to kill the photograph
Been
published?
Genuinely, no, I wouldn't, because I'd be concerned as to why he was hanging around there in the first place. Because my opinion is, and from my own experience, I've drove down to the local shops in Cabra. I get out of Cabra. I've been in Cabra all my life. I know most of the people that live in Cabra that have kids my age. And I've walked and I've seen some of the kids, and some of the kids are good kids. They're genuinely not doing anything wrong by hanging around outside the shop. But looking at it from an outsider's perspective, I would be intimidated if I didn't know them kids. 100%, and I know
there's one thing feeling.
Elaine is spot on what she's saying here. Okay, she's saying you're trying to make her angry with the person who posted for her. Would you not be angry?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't be angry. You'd be angry that your kid is a little shit. No,
that's 100% where I'd be coming from. If somebody posted a picture of my son on Facebook, the first person I go to would be my son.
He says, as Kirsty's young fella said, he does nothing wrong. It's all lies.
I go to the shop and ask the shop staff and ask them, how do they feel about a gang of teenagers hanging around outside their shop door?
Well, we're waiting to hear the story that's coming up in a second, because this is disgusting. We're trying to get this caller on. She's in work at the moment. Celine, we are trying to ring you. I'll read out the message in a sec, but it's a trigger warning message, but this is absolutely disgusting. Can I read it out now, actually?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
If you're triggered by this, switch off for the next 20 seconds. It's from Celine. She says, Adrian, you know nothing. I live near City West. I'm in work, so can't come on. Jeremy is right. There's gangs of teenagers about 15 years of age hanging around shops. They terrorise my daughter, who has additional needs. Over Christmas, two of the little scumbags made sexual comments to her. She's only 13 FFS. They were trying to get her to take her top off. Animals. I'll be posting pictures when I catch them. From Celine. Now that is, that is, whatever about bullying another child, when you hear about bullying a child with additional needs who could be taken advantage of very, very easily. I don't know, Celine, if you want to mention back and tell me what additional needs your daughter has.
But well, it's irrelevant really, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is irrelevant. But taking advantage of a 13-year-old girl, asking her to take her top off, that's animals. But Adrian says give them sweets, they're kids.
No.
Give them sweets, they're kids.
When did I ever say that? That is animal behaviour. There's no doubt about it. However,
I'd be down there with a long lens camera. Would you, Elaine?
Imagine. Well, I'll be honest with you, if that happened to my child, I'd find out where the parents of the sick kids live. I'd make it my business to find out, and I'd be going to their parents. I personally wouldn't post photographs of other people's children on Facebook. I mean, my sons and my daughter, they have friends, and when their friends are over, they might take photographs. I might put a photograph of my kids up on Facebook, but I would never put a photograph of somebody else's child on Facebook, even in a fun context.
Okay, but you're still supporting people doing it.
No, I'm not saying I support it. What I'm saying is maybe it'll give the parents food for thought. Like, food for thought. If she doesn't want her child
associated
with antisocial behaviour, don't allow him to hang around the shop.
It has given this woman food for thought. She asked her son, and he said no. And I know when he's telling the truth, is what she said.
Well, come here. I'm sorry, Jeremy and Adrian. I wouldn't take my child's word at face value, because they're teenagers, and we all told lies as teenagers. We're adults. We still tell little white lies.
But as well, Elaine, and this is Jeremy speaking, I actually agree with you. Adrian has been a dick. There's not a parent listening to this podcast now who would not react the same way as Celine. Imagine your 13-year-old daughter coming home.
Oh, no, I get that. I totally get that. And I actually have a 14-year-old daughter who has got additional needs. She's autistic and she's dyspraxic. And I would be absolutely livid. To be honest with you, I'd have to sit on my partner to get him to not leave the house and go down to them.
I'm telling you now,
I'd be the rational one. You're a dad.
There's not a parent alive that if their additional needs daughter came home and said there was boys down at the shops that asked me to take my top off, you would be down there with a camera.
Okay, I'd be down dragging the young fellas home and you're not
protecting
their parents.
I think I would be going to their parents.
I don't know what taking photographs achieves.
Sorry, so you drag kids? Yeah. You can't put your hands on other people's kids. What are you talking about?
I'd call the guards then.
Would you stop? Called the guard.
I totally get both your points, but sometimes, and we've all had experiences as parents, that you go to another child's parent, and basically what you're getting from this woman, you're getting to your face, you've been told, well, sorry, I believe my child, and this isn't happening, and that's not.
Elaine, the question is about people taking it upon themselves to firstly take photographs of kids, because that's all they are. They might be little shits.
Are you more upset at the people taking the photographs, or are you more upset about the young fellas that asked?
I'm more upset about people publishing photographs of children without their consent.
These kids are probably on Facebook anyway, posting shit on their TikToks and on their Facebooks and on their Instagrams of themselves hanging around shops, because they do. I do see them at my own shop, my own local shop. You know, I want to find out, is it just me who thinks
it is outrageous to be publishing photographs of children online?
You're more upset.
Without their parents' consent or their own consent.
I think you must have had your fingers in your ears when I read out this message.
No.
You're more upset about the photographs than you are about what happened. Celine.
This conversation started from Kirsty saying it's outrageous that they publish photographs of my kid.
Well, Kirsty, if you are listening, listen to Celine's message again now. We are talking about the same...
But that's something to do with her son.
I'm not for 1 minute suggesting this was Kirsty's son, but it's the same situation, the same area. Celine's daughter, 13 years of age, over the Christmas period, was walking by the shops.
There's a load of shops in City West,
Walking by shops, and two scumbags, teenage scumbags, mm-hmm. said to a 13-year-old girl who has additional needs, mm-hmm. Who is vulnerable probably, and easy to persuade or easy to manipulate, and they said to a 13-year-old girl with additional needs, take your top off, show us yourself with your top off. And Adrian is more annoyed with photographs on Facebook.
I want to bring this conversation back to the publishing of photographs. What happened to that child is outrageous. There's no denying that. I don't see what taking a photograph and publishing a photograph would do.
It would catch those animals. It would literally...
But you know where the animals are.
But she hasn't been able
to... Her daughter can bring her down and point to the animals. Publishing their photograph achieves nothing.
Well, it does. You put that up on the page, people know who they are.
Let me bring in some more opinions on this. Our number is 0858252626. Jonathan has been in touch.
I say this. Well, it's not illegal to videotape or take photographs of anyone in public. We know that's the law at this stage. But unless they have evidence that that young lad was causing trouble, like actual evidence to show that he was causing trouble, then yeah, his picture should be taken down off Facebook for the reason that they put it up. They're accusing this young lad of doing stuff. So unless they have proof, it should be taken down. And if they don't take it down, if I was the mother and they have no proof, I'd be taking them to court for defamation and slander and all the rest of it. So if that child is telling the truth and they won't take it down, legal action. Now, again, like I said, I understand it's not a crime to take photographs of people in public and post them, but the accusation going along with the post is where they fall down if they can't back it up. So to that mother, if they can't back up what they're saying, take them to court.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Just going back to that message that I played from Jonathan a moment ago, he's dead right. Unless the people who publish the photograph of these children outside the shop have any evidence, hard evidence on video or whatever, of them intimidating people, causing trouble and hassling people, unless they have evidence.
Why would people make that up? Why would you literally make that up?
But as Jonathan said, if you don't have that evidence, then you're open to a libel case.
Are you suggesting that Celine is making this story up?
This isn't about Celine at this moment.
No, it is. Well, it is. Are you suggesting that
Stop trying to twist my words. No, I didn't say it. But I also didn't publish a photograph of these kids online anywhere.
Do you believe Celine's
story? I'll take it at face value, yes.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
How can I believe a story with just a WhatsApp message? I'll take that at face value.
So you don't believe what you said?
I didn't say that. Stop twisting my words, you gobshite. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Top tier podcast host, Mr. Kennedy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Jeremy.
What did you want to say, Trevor? What do you think of people taking photographs of kids who may be up to no good? I'm not even disputing that. My issue is the publishing of kids' photographs.
I feel physically, emotionally ill saying this, and I think you know where I'm going with this, Adrian.
Oh, you agree with Jeremy?
I do. Yeah, we do. Unfortunately. I'm not even going to talk about the other WhatsApp you got in, lads, because if that was my kid, I'd make speed bumps out of little fuckers with the special needs kids. But back to the original topic, I don't see the issue. I've done it myself. I put up pictures and video in my local community group, and I don't...
Highlighting what?
A few lads were keen going around through the estate and keying the cars. So I actually caught them in the act.
Okay, you caught them in the act and you caught it on video, did you?
No, yeah. Now, that was one group.
That's slightly different, if I may say, Trevor.
I'm going to go to the next group now.
Okay, go on.
They were just hanging around the shop, being the gobby little fuckers that they were. And I put a picture of them as well, saying that they were harassing people and giving out about people. And I got the same fucking shtick. Oh, how can you prove anything true or false? I said, I'm not trying to prove anything. I just said, these are little scumbag scrouts hanging around the shop. Why don't you take them in and do something decent with them, be a parent?
So you published a photograph. You made an allegation, none of which you were able to prove.
I'm sure there's proof out there, Agent.
No, but you didn't have the proof.
You
took it upon yourself to take photographs of children, again, they're children, take photographs of children and publish them on a community Facebook page, the exact same as happened to Kirsty's young fella and his mates, and you think that's perfectly okay to make all sorts of allegations without any proof.
Perfectly okay, because the fact is, as I was approaching the shop, I heard the way they were speaking to people, what they were saying, in trying to intimidate younger people going into the shop. And one of them actually thought he was a big man. I told him to shut his bleeding mouth before he got smacked.
Again, I want to know about making, and this is the point that Jonathan made in his message a moment ago, he believes that unless you have proof of their antisocial behaviour, you are leaving yourself wide open to a slander action.
Well, I don't believe so, I think, because I'm sure if I went into the shop and said, are they out there most days? Are they like that most days? Yeah, can I borrow a security tape? Yeah, thank you very much. That's my ass covered. And at the end of the day,
you don't have that down the shop.
What the hell is the point in that?
What age were the scumbags that were keying cars, which is a disgusting thing to do, by the way? Do you know, I had my car keyed before. It cost about 600 quid to get that fixed. They were going around your estate just putting blades on the side of cars or something.
Not just walking through and just, you could hear the grinding. So I went around the back of the block and got ahead of them. And as they're approaching, I saw them and I just started recording. I was like, oh, lovely, catchy rabbit.
And what you put? It was a video of the kids. And what age were the kids?
They had like little metal poles in their hand and they're dragging them along. Like they weren't little scratches.
Oh.
These were big and deep scratches. You know what I mean? You weren't paying for the cheap to get these fixed.
So
hang on, Trevor. Rather than trying to stop these young fellas in the act,
well, you're not a touch.
You can shout at them. You videoed them instead.
Adrian, are you having a laugh? You can shout at them. They don't fear anybody these days. How do you fear the bleeding repercussions from the cops? What the hell is shouting going to do?
Okay, did you call the guards?
If anything, they probably came at me.
Did you call the guards?
Yeah, I called the guards. Yeah.
Did the guards come down?
And I gave the evidence and then I posted it. Didn't give a shit.
And what sort of comments came in on Facebook when you posted the video up? I can imagine what sort of comments came in.
I got the usual snowflakes trying to defend them. Well, there's nothing in the area for them to be doing, and they're being sucked into the bad side of things.
Well, no, I don't know how anybody can try and justify that sort of thing. But again,
there was a few. Jesus Christ, you want to see them?
Okay, well then,
I guarantee that some of them are probably their squirrel parents.
Did anything happen in terms of these young lads? Was anything done? Were they arrested? Did they stop doing what they were doing as a result of your
action? I know, they're still going around.
So therefore,
trying to intimidate them.
Okay, so therefore, putting up these photographs and video did absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, well, it made people aware. And if you come, when you came out in the morning seeing your car done like that, you'd say to yourself, I know exactly who that is. I'll get that little fucker when he's alone.
Again?
Galley or something.
Oh, so now you want people to beat the shit out of teenagers?
Well, Adrian, let me ask you a question. If you came out and both sides of your car had bleeding, you had someone's initials engraved in it, would you be happy?
No, of course they wouldn't be happy.
Would you just go, I'm going to ring the guards, they'll get here in 6 hours, they'll take a statement, they'll bring them to the station, they'll release them, they'll do fucking...
But my point is, Trevor, these young people who were keying cars or were using whatever they were doing, which is outrageous, put a video up to make people aware. The people whose cars were keyed are already aware because their cars were keyed. I'm asking you, what did you achieve by doing that? And the answer is absolutely nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Well, I made my community aware, Adrian. And no, don't get me wrong, I've seen the lads around the local town, but I haven't seen them back inside my estate. And I tell you now, they keyed someone's car and I have a feeling that person had proper words with them. And I feel proud that you've done that. And I hope you gave a few little slaps so that they didn't come back into the estate.
Stay there for 1 second.
Because, yeah, I didn't spend thousands for someone to come along and do that in your car. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
But again, Trevor, if anything, then you've just moved the problem onto somewhere else. These young fellas...
Yeah, then it's not my problem.
These young fellas have not stopped doing what they're doing because of a social media post.
Take the age out of her for a second. He named and shamed people.
Okay. They don't give a shit. Do you think they care?
Well, that's the way parents find out. Parents are completely oblivious to how scumbaggy their kids are.
Did you hear your words there, Agent?
What?
They don't care. You just said that.
Yeah. The kids don't care.
They don't care about anything these days.
So what is the point then in publishing a photograph or a video?
Well, get people aware of who's doing it. And maybe, like, I'm not advocating an adult to go and slap their head off them. Maybe someone out there has a young son that will be able to go out and smack their head off them without any repercussions coming back on them. I'm not saying an adult has to do it. Maybe one of the other kids can do it.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to read out another message from that lady, Celine. The next message is, my daughter has autism and a learning difficulty, and I'm so angry listening to Adrian. My daughter was traumatized, and how dare he tell me I can't name and shame these scumbags. I'll never listen to the show again. Celine, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, tackle the young fellas rather than hoping. You just heard from Trevor. He posted a video of these young fellas, and it did nothing. They're still at it.
No, but they did. They're not at it in the estate anymore.
Just moved the problem down the road. It achieved absolutely nothing. And then another message on the same sort of subject. On the same subject, Anne says, just on the topic today, I can safely say, considering I'm from the area, that this woman's angel had to have been doing something he shouldn't have been doing. I've seen it on a regular basis, and to be honest, I for one am sick of all the groups of teenagers hanging around the shops in City West. And that is from a lady called Anne. Neil has been in touch on 0858252626.
No publishing photographs of children. No matter what they do, it's not on. It's fucking not on, no matter what they do. There could be little bollocks, which have not to be doing that. It's not on. Cheers.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
All right.
Well, Ed, is you just heard a message a moment ago there from, who was it from? From Neil, saying, no, you should never take photographs and publish photographs of kids.
And I agree. Like, okay, one thing is taking a video or a photo for a proof and then showing it to a neighbor. Because I was, some kids were, they were kind of shooting the bullets, like the toy bullets, at my window. And my mom took a video of them and showed it to my neighbor. Now, that's one thing. But the other thing, publishing it on Facebook, that wouldn't get you anywhere.
It didn't. Well, it didn't get Trevor anywhere because the little shits kept doing what they were doing.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. It wouldn't get him anywhere, no matter what he does. Like, it's not on.
So in other words, Trevor, it is a complete waste of time.
So what, Trevor should have sat back and done
nothing?
No, he should have done something. He should have done more than video them.
Hang on. Yes, constantly saying it did nothing for me. They haven't come back into my estate in probably the last 3 months.
And you think you think that's because you took a video of them?
Well, no. Of course. Because then
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Well, they didn't just randomly hang around here for the last 2 years and then all of a sudden decide, oh, let's move on from here now. Like within a month or within a week or two of me posting and everything. And it went everywhere around my area. So you tell me, piss me off. We have kids in this country who have done fucking horrific things. And yet when they get released, we still don't know who they are, what they look like. Do you not think it's about time we started maybe publishing a few pictures of possibly serious offenders?
Now, I actually wonder how Adrian feels about when they published the photographs of Jamie Bulger's killers. Were you against that, Adrian, when they published the photographs of them, those minors?
I don't really care. It's not in our country. No,
but you don't care about what happened to Jamie Bulger.
You won't.
Okay. What about boy A, boy B?
No, I think their identity should be protected.
What?
That's the law.
Really?
That's the law.
Wow.
Can yeah, that's the law, Jamie, our agent. Do you not think that we have the right to know who these evil bastards are that might come back into society?
We don't have the right.
I think, agent, you're really in the minority with that opinion.
We don't have the right.
Yeah,
That's just the fact of it. Anyway, to go back to the videos, Ed, you are saying that this achieves absolutely nothing.
No, it doesn't.
So, Ed, what would you propose we do?
Well, He should have showed the video to someone, or at least, like, if it happened in the public place, were there no witnesses?
I'm sure there were witnesses, were there?
No, it was fairly late in the night time, to be honest, when it was happening. I was only going out to work and I saw them doing it. So, like, there wouldn't be a lot of people around them when I'm going to work, you know?
What did you say when you posted on Facebook? What was the, what did you say?
I said scumbags, and I actually found out what estate these lads are from, and I said scumbags, and this is they are coming into my estate, and this is what they're doing, and they posted exactly what I saw.
Fair play to you. Adrian, I mean, bizarrely, out of all the things you've said on this podcast, that if you had been the judge in the Jamie Bulger case, that you wouldn't have allowed the photographs of John Venables and what was the other fellow's name? Thompson and Venables. Two absolute scum, the most evil kids ever.
Yeah.
Sure, they were kids, but they were the most evil, vile kids.
Sorry, ever. No,
hang on a sec. You wouldn't publish their photographs, Adrian. No.
No. They were kids. Evil or not, they were kids.
Wow.
Sorry, go on, Ed.
Yeah, can I just give my own example there? Like, a long time ago, when I was a kid myself, right? And I was in the shopping center and my MP3 player, my little MP3 player that I got for my 8th birthday, got stolen by some teenagers. And if I had a Facebook account, no, I didn't, but if I had a Facebook account at the time and I published a video of those kids stealing my MP3 player, would that get me anywhere? That's my question as well. Would that get me anywhere?
No, probably wouldn't get it back for you.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. That's it. Simple as.
And I see it as simple as that as well. I just think...
This is why these teenagers in City West are acting the way they are with impunity, because there's no consequences for their actions. There's no consequences.
What are the consequences of having your photograph on Facebook? Nothing.
Well, the consequences are if your mother...
And it's literally tried by social media. We have laws in place, Jeremy, to deal with things like this.
If I was the parent of those two Canada Goose scumbags that asked a child with additional needs to take her top off, if I were the parents...
Yep.
Of those two scumbags in City West, yeah? And I found out that my son had picked on a girl...
The fact of the matter is, you don't have proof. You do not have proof that this was said. Yes, this girl said it.
She's making it up.
How do you prove something like that?
I'm just saying...
Take that to a court of law and prove it. You can't.
Well, you put her on the witness stand. Did these young fellas say that to you? Why would you make
that up? There's no other proof. There is literally no other proof.
My point is, I would be more angry. I'd leather the legs off my son, as I'm sure you would have as well.
Absolutely.
If they did that to a child.
100%.
That's sexual assault.
Absolutely. I'm not arguing the point.
It's sexual assault.
I'm arguing the point about taking, literally trial by social media.
I'm just...
Taking photographs and publishing them.
I actually can't
Stacey, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Stacey.
Can't talk to you today.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Now, Stacey, what did you want to say?
As a parent, I can say... maybe 90% of the time you can probably say there is always going to be, I mean, let's face it, you can be from the best family, the worst family, any part of the world. There is no teenager on this earth that has never told even a little white lie to their parents. Every teenager does that. I did it.
I agree with that. But the question that I'm really asking is...
It's
about publishing a photograph and making an allegation against a group of teenagers without any proof, just saying these... and this is what people were saying online. They were that they've been causing trouble and hassling people going to the shops. He said, I asked the people who set up the page to take it down because they've no right and they won't. Adult bullies are calling them all sorts of names on Facebook. It's disgusting. And this is about her son we're talking.
Well, you see, I do agree, right? What Adrian was saying there, if he caught one of his children bullying or doing something like that, he would kill them. I would be the same if it was my daughter. I would have absolutely, no way would I, turn my head and pretend, oh, I didn't see her doing that, or there's no way she'd do that. Like, it's, you can't. You have to, when you're a parent, you have to be vigilant. You have to accept that whether it's in your child's nature to do it or not on their own, there is a thing of when people are in a group, they're going to go along with the group or what their people are doing. So pretending, oh, they wouldn't do it is not really the answer. But taking a photo of an underage child and sticking it up on social media is not the answer.
And that's all I'm arguing here. That's the only point I'm arguing.
But Stacey, these two kids, if we take Celine's story, these two kids sexually assaulted a girl with additional needs.
Well, now,
that would be a matter and should be a matter for the Gardaí.
That is a matter for the Gardaí.
Like, your answer to this is, Jeremy's answer to this is, I'll go down and take a photograph of them, that'll sort it out.
Well, we'll find out who they are.
No.
Well, how are the guards going to catch them? The guards haven't got the time to sit
and how is social media going to do it?
Social media.
How is taking a photograph?
I do understand with the guards as well, because they're underage, what can the guards really do? They can question them. If they have definite proof, they can probably bring them before a juvenile court or something. They're not going to face real consequences is the problem. That's the problem. And that's why people are taken to doing things like this, going on Facebook and stuff. So the issue is with what can and can't the guards do, and what can we do to make sure these kids have consequences for actions like that.
The answer to this is to take photographs of kids, make allegations against kids,
and publish them online. Certainly not. And one of the reasons, my daughter is, she's young now, she's not anywhere near a teenager or anything yet, and there is not one photo of her online, and I made sure all my family and friends knew that from the day she was born. I am petrified with all this new AI crap and all this. There, people are taking, really sick people are taking photos of children, and they're using this AI and stuff to turn them into these explicit videos and photos and stuff, and just there's a lot of different stuff with the internet that's just not safe at the moment, I think. And
I agree. And I know a number of people, including our Katie, who don't allow any photographs of her children to be posted online.
There are parents that do it, and I've heard the arguments on both sides. It's each to their own. You do what you think is right for your child. But for my child, there's not one photo over the internet. And if somebody else put a photo of her on the internet, I wouldn't be going to the guards. I'd be going straight to their house. But that's at the end of the day, if they're under 18, they're a child.
That's it. In a nutshell, they're a child, and you don't have the right to publish a child's photograph online without their parents' consent or without their consent. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier on, Jeremy actually did this a couple of years ago. He was made to take it down, but I think it's outrageous that you did it in the first place, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I think it's outrageous that you don't think Jamie Bulger's killer should have been photographed and put in the paper. I think that's outrageous. I think that's disgusting.
Before we go, I have a few more messages that I want to bring in on this. For example, Darren has been in touch.
Oh, Trevor the hard man, huh? Now, if I caught someone scratching or keying my car or anyone's car in a neighbourhood, I'd be doing more than taking a photo of them.
And that was the point that I was making. What did he achieve? As opposed to getting them away from the cars, he decides, here, I'll be a film director and I'll video them doing their damage.
The thing is, most of you, if you're on social media, especially Facebook, Facebook is really the website for this kind of thing. People nowadays, when something happens in their area, and it goes back to the white van driver, people are more likely to put a photograph or a video up on Facebook
Then call the guards. Yeah, which is ridiculous.
And I agree. It can be dangerous because people have been put up in error. We spoke to a woman a couple of years ago whose husband was mistaken for a sex offender, and someone who had a grudge against him put a photograph of him up on Facebook, and the man was terrorised.
Yep, and there was no such thing. Neil has been back on.
Regards of what Adrian is saying there, protect our identity, I know where he's coming from. We all want to know who the little bollocks is, Harry. We all want to know that, but we were all to know that child would be bed up within an hour or probably killed within an hour. So that's why the identity has to be protected. But I get what people are saying. We want to know who the child is to get a hold of them over what they did, but they do have to be protected.
That's
Cheers.
Exactly the point I've been trying to make. Thanks very much indeed, Neil. And if you live near Jeremy and you're under 18, be warned, you might have your photograph taken and published online by Jeremy if you carry on in any way at all.
It's actually, I have caught local kids doing knickknacks. It's not called knickknack, by the way. There's a different name for it now.
What is it?
It's called something completely different. But I caught kids on my, the Ring app is great. The Ring camera app is great for catching kids doing knickknack. They won't do it on my door again.
What, you're publishing people doing knickknacks now?
No, shout at them to the Ring app.
Look, thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.